ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 2 and text number 31.
Yeah.
Can we take 32 also? And can we take 33 also? Three verses. Let's see, last time we took three, so I'm keeping the tradition. Mother Parvati, we can take three verses together today. 31, 32, and 33. हि युद्धात् श्रेयः अन्यत् क्षत्रियस्य न विद्यते। यद्रच्छया च उपपन्नं स्वर्गद्वारम् अपावृतम् सुखिनः क्षत्रियः पार्थ लभन्ते युद्धम् इद्रशम् अथ चेत् त्वाम् इमं धर्म्यं संग्रामं न करिष्यसि ततः स्वधर्मं कीर्तिं च हित्वा पापं अवाप्स्यसि। स्वधर्मं अपि चावेक्ष्य न विकम्पितुम् अर्हसि धर्म्याद्धि युद्रच्छोऽन्य क्षत्रियस्य न विद्यते। यद्रच्छया चोपपन्नम् स्वर्गद्वारमपावृतम् सुखीनः क्षत्रिया पार्थ लभन्ते यद्रमिद्रशम् अथ चेत्त्वमिमं धर्म्यम् संग्रामं न करिष्यसि ततः स्वधर्मकीर्ति च हित्वा पापमवाप्स्यसि। स्वधर्मम्, वन्स् ओन् रिलिजियस् प्रिन्सिपल्, अपि आल्सो च इण्डीड् अवेक्ष्य कन्सिडरिङ्ग् न नेवर् विकम्पितम् टु हेसिटेट् अर्हसि यु डिसर्व् धर्म्यात् for religious principles. He indeed yuddhat, then fighting, shreyaha, better engagement, anyat, any other, kshatriyasya, or the kshatriya, na, does not, vidyate, exist. Yadrachaya, by its own accord, cha, also, upapannam, arrived at swarga of the heavenly planets, dwaram, door, apavratam, wide, open, Sukhinaha.
Sukhinaha.
Very happy.
Kshatriyaha.
The members of the royal order. Partha.
Osanapratha.
Labhante.
Do
achieve.
Yuddham.
War.
Idrasham.
Like this. Atha.
Therefore.
Chet.
If.
Tvam,
you.
Imam,
this.
Dharmyam,
as
a religious duty.
Sangramam,
fighting.
Na,
do not.
Karishyasi,
perform.
Tatah,
then.
Swadharmyam,
your religious duty.
Kirtim,
reputation.
Cha,
also.
Hitva,
losing.
Papam,
sinful reaction.
Avapshasi,
will gain.
Translation and purport
by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Considering your specific duty as a kshatriya, you should know that there is no better engagement for you than fighting on religious principles, and so there is no need for hesitation. O Partha, happy are the kshatriyas to whom such fighting opportunity comes unsought, opening for them the doors of heavenly planets. If, however, you do not perform your religious duty of fighting, then you will certainly incur sin for neglecting your duties and thus lose your reputation as a fighter. Out of four orders of social administration, the second order for the matter of good administration is called kshatriya. Kshat means hurt, one who gives protection from harm called kshatriya. Trayate means to give protection. The kshatriyas are trained for killing in the forest. A kshatriya would go into the forest and challenge a tiger face to face and fight with the tiger with his sword. Then the tiger was killed, it would be offered the royal order of cremation. This system has been followed even up to the present day by the kshatriya kings of Jaipur state. The kshatriyas are especially trained for challenging and killing because religious violence is sometimes a necessary factor. Therefore, kshatriyas are never meant for accepting directly the order of sannyas or renunciation. Non-violence in politics may be a diplomacy, but it is never a factor or principle. In religious law book, it is stated, Ahaveshu mitho anyonyam jigamasanto mahikshitaha yudhamana paramam shaktya swargam yanti aparam mukha yajgeshu pashavo brahman hanyate satatam vijayihi sanskrita kilag mantrais chate api swargam apapunam. In the battlefield, king or kshatriya, while fighting another king, envious of him, is eligible for achieving the heavenly planets after death. As a Brahman also attains the heavenly planet by sacrificing animals in the sacrificing fire. Therefore, killing on the battlefield on the religious principle and killing animals in the sacrifice are not at all considered to be act of violence, because everyone is benefited by the religious principles involved. The animal sacrifice gets a human life immediately without undergoing the gradual evolutionary process from one form to another, and the kshatriya killed in the battlefield also attains the heavenly planets, as do the brahmanas who attain them by offering sacrifice. There are two kinds of swadharmas, specific duties. As long as one is not liberated, one has to perform the duties of his particular body in accordance with religious principles in order to achieve liberation. When one is liberated, one's swadharma, specific duty, becomes spiritual and not in material bodily concept. In the bodily conception of life, there are specific duties for the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas respectively. And such duties are unavoidable. Swadharma is ordinary by the Lord, is ordained by the Lord, and this will be clarified in the fourth chapter. On the bodily plane, Swadharma is called Varnashram Dharma, or means stepping stone for spiritual understanding. Human civilization begins from the stage of Varnashram Dharma, or specific duties in terms of the specific modes of nature of the body obtained. Discharging one's specific duty in any field of action in accordance with the order of the higher authorities serves to elevate one to higher status of life. O Partha, happy are the Kshatriyas to whom such fighting opportunity comes unsought, opening for them the doors for heavenly planets. As a supreme teacher of the world, Lord Krishna condemns the attitude of Arjuna, who said, "I do not find any good in this fighting. It will cause perpetual habitation in hell." Such statements by Arjuna were due to ignorance only. He wanted to become non-violent in the discharge of his specific duty. For a Kshatriya to be on the battlefield and to become non-violent in the philosophy of fools. In the Parashara Smriti, or religious codes made by Parashara, the great sage and father of Vyasadeva, it is said, Kshatriyo hi praja rakshan shastra pani pradandana nirjitya para sanigyadi kshitim dharmena palayat. The Kshatriya's duty is to protect the citizen from all kinds of difficulties, and for that reason he has to apply violence in suitable cases for law and order. Therefore he has to conquer the soldiers of inimical kings, and thus with religious principle he should rule over the world. Considering all aspects, Arjuna had no reason to refrain from fighting. If he should conquer his enemies, he would enjoy the kingdom, and if he should die in the battle, he would be elevated to the heavenly planets, whose doors were wide open to him. Fighting would be for his benefit in either case. If, however, you do not perform your religious duty of fighting, then you will certainly incur sin for neglecting your duties and thus lose your reputation as a fighter. Arjuna was a famous fighter, and he attained fame by fighting many great demigods, including even Lord Shiva. After fighting and defeating Lord Shiva in the dress of a hunter, Arjuna pleased the Lord and received a reward, a weapon called Pashupata Astra. Everyone knew that he was a great warrior. Even Dronacharya gave him benediction and awarded him the special weapon by which he would kill even his teacher. So he was credited with so many military certificates from many authorities, including his adoptive father Indra and the heavenly king. But if he abandoned the battle, not only would he neglect his specific duty as a Kshatriya, but he would lose all his fame and good name, and thus prepare his own road to hell. In other words, he would go to hell not by fighting, but by withdrawing from the battle. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sadhujatam Sadhana Raghunathamitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhamitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate తప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభాను సుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి శ్రీహరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. యద్వృక్షయా చూపకందం స్వర్గః సురే స్వధర్మం అపి చావేక్ష్య న వికంపితం అసి ధర్మ్యాద్రి యద్వృక్షయో అన్య క్షత్రియస్య న విద్యతే. యద్వృక్షయా చూపకందం స్వర్గద్వారం అపావృతం సుఖిన క్షత్రియా పాఠ లభంతే ఇద్రమిదృశం. అథ చేత్వం ఇమం ధాన్యం సంగ్రామం న కరిష్యసి తత స్వధర్మ కీర్తి చహిత్వా పాపం అపాప్స్యసి. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అగైన్. Considering your specific duty as Kshatriya, you should know that there is no better engagement for you than fighting on religious principles, and so there is no need for hesitation. O Partha, happy are the Kshatriyas to whom such fighting opportunity come unsought, opening for them the doors of heavenly planets. If, however, you do not perform your religious duty of fighting, then you will certainly incur sin for neglecting your duties and thus lose your reputation as fighter. Yeah. So these three slokas are confirming very important fact of Swadharma. If you see dharma, swadharma, what is the difference between dharma and swadharma?
Dharma is one ashram dharma. One ashram dharma.
Which one?
Swadharma.
And dharma?
Dharma is our near soul.
That is on the basis of the spiritual identification. And that can never be changed. But according to acquiring of the body, which are the bodies are dictated by the three modes of material nature, the classification of those who acquired the modes and particular type of activity is classified into the Varnashram Dharma or Swadharma. Swadharma is an acquired dharma. But dharma means it is inherent dharma. There is no contradiction in explaining. In the first part, Srila Prabhupada clarifies, there are two types of swadharmas. If somebody says, so if we read the purport again, there are two kinds of swadharmas, specific duties. Swa means who? Swa means the self which is existing right now. As for example, other word is rupam and swarupam. Rupam is the original form. Jivera, swarupahoir, krishner nityadas. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the form of rupam and then swarupam and then bhaktavataram, bhaktakhyam, bhaktnamami, bhaktasukhyam. This Panchatattva principle is an expansion of explanation of our original duty. Because I have acquired this material body, which is conducting its affairs into the three modes of material nature. That the whole material nature is acting through the three modes. Maya hi yasya jagadanda satani sute. This Maya is working on the same principles of the three modes, even though she is creating so many multitude of universes. Jagadanda, jagat anda means a universe. Satani means hundreds. Sute means creates. Maya hi yasya jagadanda satani sute traigunya tad vishaya vedama vithayamana. And all her affairs are conducted under the three modes of material nature. So whoever is coming under the clutches of Maya means bodily conception, we have to learn how Brahma is trying to coming out of the clutches. Sattvavalambi parasattvam vishuddha sattvam govinda madhi purusham tamaham bhajami. The sattva or the mode of goodness is not the only thing, but it is a reflection of parasattva. Parasattva belongs to the soul, but Krishna is the original of all souls, means is vishuddha sattva. So the gradation of sattva is there, so gradation of dharma is there. Gradation of dharma is there. So swadharma is applied here in this. So Srila Prabhupada clarifies, as long as one is in the effect of the three modes of material nature, he must have a specific duty. As long as one is inclined to work within his varnasham status, he has a specific duty which is called swadharma. Till he gets liberated from the three modes of material nature, means liberation means if he is staying mukti hitvanyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthiti, if he is situated in his original occupation by giving up all this extended conceptions of his soul. The body is an extended conception of the soul. The soul is not the body, but its conception is an extended, that is called swa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is original rupa of Krishna and Radha combined. And he appeared, but Nityananda Prabhu came as Swarupa. So therefore Nityananda Prabhu has a specific function of bringing everyone at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is the Guru Tattva. So Guru comes in the form of Madhyam Adhikari, even though he may be situated beyond liberation, Uttam Adhikari, but he comes down, just like Srila Prabhupada came down to be amongst us, and now he is instructing that most important aspect of Krishna consciousness, a specific, most specific duty that we have to observe is the Vivarnasham system. Means we have to get fit in the occupational duties because it is Swadharma. Because Swadharma becomes the medium of, going to the dharma. So when by performance of swadharma, bodily conception can be removed, then we are given access to the dharma or the original occupation is pure devotional service. Unless and until one is coming out from the bodily conception of life, one cannot perform pure devotional service. It is obtained only after liberation. That's what Krishna himself says. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankshati samat sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. Transcendental devotional service that Srila Prabhupada taught us is purest of dharma, original dharma. All others who are not in the disciplic succession, you know, of bona fide Vaishnava sampradayas, they will not teach you the original dharma. And maybe they come, linked up with it, but if they are not properly engaged in the direct devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they can never, come to the platform of dharma. So, Swadharma has to be understood. There is no contradiction when Narada Muni also tells the same thing. Tyaktava Swadharmam Charanambujam Hare Bhajan Apakvo Patitato Yadi Yatra Kva Bhadra Abhut Amushyakim Kva Arto Apto Abhajatam Swadharmata Swadharma. Tyaktva Swadharma. If one gives up his specific duties of Varnasham Dharma he takes a resolute shelter of Lord Shri Krishna, Charanam Bhujam Hare, of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna, performs devotional service according to his direct instructions. And in such immature state of such observance of that direct dharma, if one falls down in the immaturity, what harm is there? There is no harm. On the other behalf, kvartho, what purpose has been served by the one abhajata, one who does not worship the Supreme Lord in his direct instructions and yet perform swadharma so expertly, varnasham dharma? He will not achieve anything. Kvartho abhajatam swadharmata. If he is swadharma, but abhajatam means he is a failure. So therefore dharma is superior than swadharma. But yet, because we have acquired body, we must establish varnasham dharma to spell out specific duties. And we must perform specific duty. Right? Because it will svargadvaram apavrutam. The specific duty is opening the gates of heavenly planets. So, those who are not going to be liberated and yet performing swadharma, at least they will be benefited to go to the higher realms of material existence, because they have a lot of desires. But those who follow original occupational duty, vyavasayatmika buddhi, ekeh guru nandana, is only one. That is the resolute determination Krishna consciousness gives. It is not like one of the so-called belief system in Hinduism. So we see Krishna is arguing on the basis of the Swadharma. He is encouraging everyone to perform the Swadharma, but it should be raising us to the platform of Dharma. So therefore the 33rd verse is telling that if, however, you do not perform your religious duty of fighting, then you will certainly incur sin. Incur sin. This has to be understood also. Then, original sin and extended sins. The original sin of the living entity, that he became rebellious by exhibiting a different and opposite desire which came out of hate. This is called original. So now he got an extension of his misconception, that is bodily conception. Right? Why human body is said to be the most advantageous body of all over the bodies of 8.4 million species of life? Because it is capable to cross over the material existence. No other bodies have been capable. So even one who is in bodily conception, he is given a good consolation if he utilizes his body for Swadharma and regulated way, shown by the directions of the scriptures and sadhus. It is always beneficial for the soul to come to its original conception. So many a times devotees come from different religious backgrounds. Different religious backgrounds within Hinduism or from Christianity or from Judaism or from Islam, but when they are able to understand the Dharma about the Swadharma, then they will become devotees without a doubt. Most of the struggle that however a religious person is there getting the advantage of his punya or piety, but this piety becomes foolish as long as it does not promote him to his original dharma. People do not understand and they try to interpret Bhagavad Gita about Swadharma and emphasize only that so-called dull material aspect of dharma. They don't understand why Krishna is telling that give up all this foolish conception and just surrender unto him utterly is the only dharma. This has to be understood properly. Dharma is one, because the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead is one, without second. Asamurdhva. In the Vedas, Krishna is described as Asamurdhva.
Asama means there is nobody equal to, or urdhva, or superior. There is another application of this particular swadharma word, that where to apply for what? Because it sounds almost the same, swadharma and dharma. Right? It sounds almost the same. But the distinction is very clear in the purport of Srila Prabhupada. In 6th chapter, 5th verse, Apadhirada Atmanam, Atmanam Avasadet, Atmanyevahi, Atmano Bandhu, Bandhurevari Puratma. The Atma word has been used for 3 different applications. For body, mind and soul. Where to apply what? The body is also called Atma. The mind is also called Atma. And the soul is also called Atma. So Srila Prabhupada clarifies very beautifully. So in the same context, how Bhagavad Gita has been interpreted, that has to be valued. People of Mayavadi Sampradaya, they will not teach in context of Krishna's clarification. They will not teach in the context of Krishna's clarification. They will have so many meanings. So many meanings. Where to apply which meaning? You can make permutation and combination. But those who are pure devotees, when they write, they will never miss a point of the original occupation of the soul and write in that context of. And Krishna is teaching Arjuna here that in either case you have not to lament. You cannot argue in either case. So, Varnashram Dharma, if it is performed for the pleasure of the Lord, will turn into devotional service. Atapum bi vijasrestha varnashrama vibhagasaha svanupisthasya dharmasya samsiddhim paritosha. At swadharma anupisthasya samsiddhim haritosha. For the purpose of haritosha, means satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of God. And to that extent, Krishna claims that, yes, I have established the 4 orders and classes of men in the human society. Chaturvarnim maya srushti. But people of bodily conception, they create more and more extended swadharmas. This swa is so extended that we apply to our immediate family. Again, the swa is to be understood. The intelligence or the discrimination on the basis of understanding this swa is extended. Extension of the soul in the bodily conception. This intelligence is also considered to be swadhi. Swadhi. Dhi means intelligence. Swa. yasyatma buddhi. Kunapetri dhatuke svadhikalatra adisho ijya pramoti. Atma buddhi is one, but swadhi is another extended one. How extension of this swa is it? Ke swadhi means kalatra adishu ijya bhaumadhi. Kalatra means family members, but even where he is coming from, where the body has been manufactured, which land? Oh, I am an Indian, American. So that is called Swadhi Kalatradushu Ija Bhaumadhi. The land of my birth is worshipable. So I must sacrifice my life. Azad Hind. People make big slogans, and you know, they will write, there is no dharma better than sacrifice for one's own land. And you can see, people are sacrificing lives, those who are attached to the land. The land grabbers, they always fight. They think it is their land. And they can destroy their lives simply on that extended intelligence of swa, which is not them. So, svadhikalatradishu iccha bhumadhi. This is another. Yattirtha buddhi salilena karhichit. This intelligence must become purified, and it should become atma buddhi. Then and then the life will be meaningful. Otherwise, he is another species on this planet. Simply a species. Homo sapiens. So, in this way we can understand swadharma, dharma. Sometimes people mix up. And in Bhagavad Gita, sometimes we see that both the words are being utilized, just like atma is utilized for. But we have to be very careful in understanding, and then there are appropriate quotations, you know, of swadharma. So Parashar Muni's quotation Prabhupada gives of the swadharma about the kshatriya, you know, about the brahmana, you know, it does not in occur seem, because the purpose is higher than simply put. Otherwise, when brahmanas sacrifice cows in, you know, and the purpose is to give the new body, right? But disqualified are the brahmanas in the Kali Yuga, they cannot perform. So they will miss the point of executing the swadharma and what to speak of, atma dharma. So, anybody has any questions? Yes.
Maharaji,
where's the mic?
In the battlefield. My question is that in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna himself directed Arjuna to fight, to do his special duty, swadharma. And he did perform his duty well. But what happens in the present day's warfare, when a soldier on the battlefield He is also performing.
He is a colonel. He was a colonel.
So many other aspects also. So what is the distinction of this soldier who is lying in the battlefield for a nation? So it is extension of Swadharma, as you mentioned. Further extension of Swadharma he is doing. But he is obeying an order for the nation and he is fighting for that.
Mm.
So is this, what is the destination actually?
Swarga.
That's all.
That's it. They can go to higher planets. But they are still in the material world.
This is material aspect,
yeah,
of
world. Yeah. You know, there are many devotees forsaken the so-called Swadharma and took resolute shelter of Lord Shri Krishna. They were in other departments of army, but they became devotees. Parthasarathi Prabhu just got release last year and he is totally engaged in dharma. He was conducting Rathyatra, you know, in streets of Baghdad, Iraq, and he used to distribute Bhagavad Gita and made so many devotees, inducing them to read daily and chanting 16 rounds. Even the US Army opened up all the sectors for him to preach. You know, last year they were wanting him to become minister in prison, not prison preaching, but the minister of preaching in the army, because this is the whole subject matter of Swadharma in the army.
Well,
he tried his
best. While he was in the army, he had protection of the army, but I don't know if he would have it now.
What's that?
While he was in the army, he had the protection of the army, but I don't know what would happen now.
Yeah, he is not much encouraged. But he is preaching dharma rather than swadharma. But swadharma can be applied, while he was in army in the uniform with a gun and Bhagavad Gita too. And they had so many episodes of almost death in front. But he gave up. He's retired. But he should not preach only Swadharma. But he should use Swadharma as an example that there is dharma yet remain. So as an example, he was the best. But now the post example is there and it is not encouraging him, because people misunderstand. We haven't got any report yet, but
he'll be here in a few days. He'll be here in a few days.
Oh, he will be here in a few days. You'll be lucky to see him as a Mr. Simpleton, but a devotee. So the idea is that those who follow the orders of Swadharma, the higher planetary system is their destination.
What is the destination of those Muslims who do all these unfair things on the direction of these Muslim saints?
Right. When they came to India, and they wanted to conquer India, and they were converting people by force. You want sword or Quran? Accept either of them. So people who were not knowing the dharma. They say, okay, we have to follow the swadharma. So conversion was allowed. They accepted. But Prabhupada said that one can become a Hindu from Muslim, and Muslim can become Christian, and Christian can become Muslim, and so forth and so on. That is going to happen. But original occupation of the Dharma will not change. Therefore, in the very first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, no, even in the introduction, Prabhupada says about the salient features of the object which are non-separable. That is the Dharma. Non-separable. For example, the sugar's dharma, a sweetness, it cannot be changed. In the same way, the soul dharma is to be subservient to the Supreme Lord in service of Him. So, in this way, we can say that Krishna consciousness is the dharma. It is not swadharma. It is the dharma.
I have one more small question.
Anybody else has a question?
I have one more question.
Comment. Okay. Make a comment. And then ask another question.
We also have a history of many of the devotees who escaped their swadharma by avoiding the draft in America, going across the border to join the temples. And many who went AWOL once they were out in the field in the wars of Vietnam. They went AWOL and escaped to different places.
That's correct.
Just to rejoin the temple to speak.
That's correct.
So I just
So because Prabhupada instilled dharma in them, they were able to spread out. Without their mercy, Krishna consciousness would not be as it is today. Yeah, what's the next one?
My next question was,
you take my.
My next question is, Maharaji, about liberated souls. You said that when the soul is liberated, the swadharma is not there for him. But the liberated soul is close to Vaikuntha or Golokdham. There also he has to perform certain specific duty. So, what is that?
It's pure devotional service, and this service is nothing but directly in love with Krishna.
Yes.
Every action in Golok Vrindavan, every gait, every movement is nothing but Krishna's pleasure. Shriya Kanta Kanta Kalpatarava Dhruma Bhumischinta Maningo Toemam Amrutamam Kathaganam Natyam Gamanapi Vamshi Priya Sakhi Chidananda Pradat Swadam Yatrapi Yatrusna Samaya. So Yatrak Sravati Surbi Shuma Mahan Nivedash Akyo Navrajatna. What is that? Nimeshar Dakyo Bhaje Sveta Dvipam Mimam Golokam Mimam Shanti Viral Chara Katipate. So that is the realization of Brahma. There are no specific duty. These are spontaneous loving devotions.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. Maharaji, if anybody is fully regulated and well devoted to his Shweta Dharma, without devotion service to Krishna, what will be his fate?
His fate that he still remains within the jurisdiction of Maya.
Will he go to heaven?
Yes. But heaven is also like...
Yes, it is in Maya, but he will be promoted to heaven.
Yeah, that's all. It's not a big deal.
You talked about Dharma and Swadharma. I know, I understand that Prabhupada wanted to institute the Vanashram system in society. So, how does that, I mean, we haven't been able to do it. So, how is that, you know, affecting Dharma?
And devotees want to remain devotees. It is too difficult to come to the point of classification. You can't discriminate this devotee from that devotee. Right? Vaishnava Jatir Buddhi. But by occupation, and if the occupation is geared to serve Lord Krishna, that is Devi, means divine. So you remain as Vaishnava, but the society can be classified according to the occupation. The occupation is based on gunas, acquired qualities. But we must perform. Otherwise, this kind of classification are already there anywhere. Prabhupada said that. Here we may call Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra. But Prabhupada says also elsewhere where they do not understand Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, that there are intelligent class of people, there is an administrative class of people, there is a mercantile class of people, and there are laborers. So, system is there, but make it regulated. Make it regulated just to demonstrate that it's an apparent function, but inherently these are all Vaishnavas. But how this functionality of different occupations are serving Lord Krishna ultimately. That is the demonstration. It means all of them must be serving Krishna. And for the sake of Lord serving Krishna alone, they should remain in that classification. Not that, I'm a teacher, let me go to Karmi school and teach. Then he will find difficulty. Many a times there are difficult situations. People simply want to survive. They make a distinction. My Swadharma, my functions to maintain my family, this is Swadharma. For that I can do anything. I'm a singer. So I will sing ghazals and other forms of, you know, some karmi songs, which are not affected to Krishna. But I have to sing. Many people say, we have to do our duty.
Our service.
And therefore we do.
They call it service.
They call it. You know, and they are glorified. He can sing. But is it a word? No. Solely for the purpose of
satisfying Lord Vishnu and nothing else. Then it becomes Devi. Oh, let him do now and then he will come back. And yet he will be counted as a bona fide, in good standing, grahastha. Like that. This way, that way. Bona fide grahastha. Daivi Varnasham system means for the pleasure of the Lord, Sansiddhim Haritoshanam, that will be successful. A society that lives and perform different swadharmas for the pleasure of Lord Krishna, it is known different than pure devotional service. Yes.
So you discussed that Krishna says that without liberation there is no devotional service. So for 10, 20, 30, 40 years we've been in Prabhupada's temples performing what we call devotional service, and I'm not free from lamentation or desires or what have you. What do we call that service?
Yeah, devotees are above liberation. Devotees are above liberation. So that portion has to be increased. How to come out from the bodily conception of life is the art of living. Right? And if we engage more and more, that is the perfection. Without proper engagement in Krishna conscious activities, we will fail. Some people, some devotees give more preferences for so-called swadharmas, as different, separate from devotional activity. But Bhagavatam does not say that. That will be a useless labor if it is not serving Krishna. If it fails to attract the attention of Lord Sri Krishna, make sure it is useless labor. Dharma svanutisthaam punsa visvakshena kathasuya not padaye yadi ratim srama eva hi kevala. It's a useless labor if it fails to attract the attention of Lord Sri Krishna. So
that means that we can use that means necessary to use everything in Krishna service.
Yes, everything.
Including Swadharma.
Everything.
But Swadharma is intended for devotional service.
Swadharma has to be performed as devotion to Lord Krishna. Not that this is for me and this is for Krishna. Everything is for Krishna, and take the quota. Yes.
The major portion of this kind of devotees are congregation devotees, and most of them work outside. And maybe they work for multinational companies or whatever. But if they if they consider that they have been appointed in that position by Krishna and they're doing that duty to please Krishna, can that be considered as Swadharma?
Rupa Goswami gives 50-50. You know. Yes, you have to offer 50%. If you are a businessman, you have to offer from your net 50-50. You can utilize Krishna's 50-50, means 25%, to reinvest and make him equal partner. But keep his account separate. Can't take anything. You see, assets will be increasing, profit will be increasing, you'll be happy.
In Gita, Krishna is saying that the person who performs one option dharma can get me. But how can he get me by doing Swadharma? Krishna says that I will tell you Arjuna. He says that if one worships me by his own self-dharma duties or vanashram duties, he can get me. But my question is, how we can use our Swadharma in the service of Krishna? Suppose there is a Shudra who is serving three classes. So how he can, Shudra can utilize Swadharma for the pleasure of Krishna?
If he offers his entire activity of Shudra to Lord Krishna, his pleasure. Yat karoshi, yadashnashi, yat juhoshi, dadasi, yat yat tapasyasi kaunte, tat kurushu madarpa. Offering. Can't he offer? What is the difficulty in offering? Patram pushpam phalam toyam. What is the difficulty? A shudra. Kolavecha sridhar. He was simply selling banana leaves.
He is saying by offering his, by doing his
effort. Yes, he can worship the Supreme.
How?
Because the whole mood is of consciousness of Krishna. That he is not doing as a separate endeavor. A separate endeavor to sustain his body, family, whatever. Whatever he does as an offering to Lord Krishna. Means he remains Krishna conscious while performing those activities.
He must do his duties.
Any work, whether Shudras, Kshatriyas, or any work, involves the energy of the Lord in totality. The soul has nothing to do, neither he can have his own energy. So while performing any activity, anybody can become subservient. That, my dear Lord, I simply desire, but I cannot fulfill the desire for any performance on my own. You provided me. So everything belongs to you. Cultivate that consciousness and engage everyone who you are connected bodily. Never regret that this is a wrong number in my family because he has different design. Tolerate. You asked it and you got it. Now you got that consciousness. Employ for yourself as a service to Lord Krishna. You will be liberated. Therefore, Narad Muni gives an expert advice for householders that cultivate this obligation to Krishna. On his behalf, you are becoming a householder. So you perform all these guna karma expertly out, but remain detached from inside. Simultaneously, if you do not know how to remain detached, even though Krishna shows, he comes as an example to perform all such common activities of maintaining. Krishna says, if I do not perform even, I will become a bad example for them. Therefore I act. But the trick is that namam karmani limbanti name karma phaleshpraha ityo mam abhijanati karma virapi nabadyate. Why should you be bound by the karma? You are a thief if you are bound. A thief is already bound. The karma binds anybody because he is a thief. He thinks it is his energy, he wants to lord it over, and there he goes. We have to work on behalf of Krishna. Means everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore, we must perform these activities of borrowed energy from Krishna in service of Him. A Shudra can do it. So what to speak of Hayatvas? Mam hi partha vipasritya yesyu papa yonayaha striyo vaishyas tata shudras yatim parandati. Anything else? Jagat Goswami Prabhupada.